Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive-related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. It is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Of course, you can also check us out. Good morning on Facebook. Thank you for Albuquerque Dragway to helping us make that happen. And, of course, if you want to text, you know, you're too scared to call into the show, you want to text us, you could text us a question for any of our guests at 505-226-1442. That's 226-1442. Thank you to Yearwood Performance for providing us that text line. So we've got a lot going on today. Of course, we're going to be talking the drag racing out at the in Arizona, of course, the United Nitro Funny Car. We're going to have Billy Morris is going to be joining the show a little later out at Sandia Speedway. There's a lot going on out there today, actually, because of the there's road racing going on now. Quarter midgets getting started, but the dirt season's going to get started. And joining us is going to be Michael Finelli and Spencer Hill, going to give us some updates on that. We're going to go live out to Richmond and catch up with John Haverland, talk to him a little bit about Cole Custer's win last night, and of course all the goings on out at NASCAR. But we're going to get it started. Good morning, RJ. Ready to get after the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. How are you, man?
Hey, doing great, David. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So what's going on out the drag strip this weekend?
Yeah, so great stuff. We're going to start off at ABQ Dragway. So today is going to be one of their famous Yearwood strip events. That's going to be at 11 a.m., a bright early start. Followed by tomorrow, so Sunday, April 14th, they're actually going to have the Derek Sanchez Memorial Bracket Race. So it's gates are going to open at 9. The race is going to be at 11. Beautiful all-day event for everyone to come out and join.
Well, and absolutely a little cooler out there right now, which typically means your lap times are going to be a little bit better. Of course, leading the points right now in the McKinney Motor Company Super Pro, Mike LeBay. The new signs and graphics pro, Ron Rios, Seduction Sportsman, Doug Hagerman, and in the Torco Race Fuels Junior Dragster, Patrick Miller. Of course, tomorrow, there'll be the bracket race, and so the points will probably, evolve there. But anytime you talk about, drag racing, you talk about Yearwood Performance since 1968, been getting it done, and your home for Go Fast Parts. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And I don't know if you've been in there lately, RJ, but they have a wall full of carburetors. So if you can't find the one that you need, it doesn't exist. And even if they didn't, they could order it in for you, and you don't get the wrong one. That's the best part about working with Yearwood, is they get you what you need. They save you time and money. Of course, buying local is always great. So you can check them out, 341 Eubank, or on the west side here, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, or online at yearwoodperformance.com. What's going on at Sandia Speedway?
Yes, Sandia Speedway is starting up. We're throwing up some dirt at the Clay Oval Dirt Track season opener. It's going to be presented by Car Crafters today. Racing is going to start at 4 p.m. with the gates opening at 2, featuring all the non-wing sprints, mini sprints, A-mods, X-mods, streak stocks, cruisers, and Hornets. So I know some of those.
Okay, so we all know wing sprints are faster, but no, I'm just kidding. We're going to have that argument again a little bit later as to what takes more talent to drive. Of course, as we mentioned, also going on out there, Southwest Motorsports is running on the road course for 2 days, and the quarter midgets are going to get going as well. And a lot of the drivers, that's actually where they kind of get their start, quarter midgets, and that's the Roadrunner quarter midgets. They're going to get going today at 4 p.m. and tomorrow at 10 a.m., so you could go and check that out. What else we got going on? Got any motocross going on?
Yeah, so we're going to go to Sandia Two Wheels for the motocross. So their next event's going to be Sunday, April 21st. From 10 to 3, it's their main and mini tracks will be open for like a practice. Concessions are going to be by Twisted Throttle Cafe, so a lot of people go out just for that. But, hey, you got to see some racing, too.
Absolutely. And, of course, Outlaw Desert Racing got it going in March. Their next race is coming up May 3rd. It's a Tech and Contingency TRC in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. We'll have more information for you on that. Of course, race day will be Cuatro de Mayo for the Cinco de Mayo Baja. So, unfortunately, they're going to be down there, and they're not going to be able to come out to the Barley Room show. But talk a little bit about car shows if people want to go check out some rides this weekend.
Yeah, we got some good car shows. Actually, we're going to go mainly down south this week. So the Golden Gear Swap Meet and Car Corral is going to be at the Granada Center on 1st Street in Alamogordo. So if you're going a little down south, and if you want to go even farther, we have a car show for vets in the kids camp, which is going to be at the Golden Corral in Las Cruces.
Wow. you know, that's not that far down there. I mean, it'll only take, you know, a couple hours. It depends. I guess it's supposed to take 3.5 hours, but if you ride with Spencer, it's only going to take 2. So, but I have a feeling he's going to be somewhere else, this evening. What else we got going on as far as car shows? Let's see. Balloon Museum Pod Racing. Was that next week?
Yeah, it's going to be their 10th race. So it's going to be, from 1 to 4, April 20th, so a great event that's going to go out that we start covering a little bit. Their practices are going to be on Tuesday through Friday that you can go do our practices. Also on Sunday if you want to kind of prep up for the big race that's going on.
That's fantastic. So if you haven't been out to check that out, it's very cool. Also, we'll give a shout-out for the Barley Room Car Show, a.k.a. Cuatro de Mayo, that's going to be going on. Of course, we'll be out there for that car show, 6th annual. I can't believe that we've done 6 of those. Plus, you throw in the balloon ones. Yeah, I mean, we've probably done, 11 car shows out there. But anyway, and then the day after, on the actual Cuatro de Mayo, we'll be at the Route 66 swap meet over at Balloon Fiesta Park. If you want any more information on that, of course, contact the Wheels Museum on that. 243-6269 is their number. Let's talk a little national racing. NHRA, we can talk about some NHRA, but of course we're going to talk some Nitro a little bit later, but where are they racing this weekend?
Yeah, so this weekend they're actually going to be in Houston, so big old Texas racing going on. The Pennzoil Mopar Express Lane NHRA and Spring Nationals are going around.
Yeah, and it looks like it's being dominated by Chevrolet, actually. So I guess you can buy the sponsorship and, you know, you can go from there. But it looks like the Force family is kind of dominating that with having John Force, actually, one of the low ET qualifiers, as well as Brittany Force in Top Fuel. What do we got going on, MotoGP?
Yeah, so they're also in Texas, so I guess just like a theme kind of going on here. So the 14th
well, they're
is
at COTA. I mean, yeah, exactly.
A different form of it,
right?
Yes, but
right.
It's the Red Bull Grand Prix, which is going to be at the America's Circuit of the America, or COTA, as I should say.
Well, and they had a ceremony. They actually retired the number 69 for the Kentucky Kid with Nikki Hayden after dying in a bicycling accident, of all things, 2017. But they retired his jersey out there this weekend as well. What's going on, Formula One?
Yeah, so they have a whole weekend event now, not in Texas, but another big place we call China. It's going to be the Formula One Heineken China Grand Prix, which is going to be in the Shanghai International Circuit.
Well, isn't the United States made by China anyway? I mean, basically. So anyway, I digress. So this whole melodrama with Formula One has been going on, right? Okay, you know, Ferrari is fast, and they you know, supposedly they were sandbagging for the first couple races, and then they're going to go into China and show what they're all about. And of course, you know, Mercedes on the front row again. I don't know what in the world is going on with that melodrama. Can we just call it what it is? I mean, Ferrari's got some work they got to do in order to get on that. But we'll watching it this weekend, check out what's going on. Of course, you know, we throw a little Formula E in there as well. Formula E running this weekend, or when are they running next?
Yeah, they're actually going to have an event this Sunday, so April 13th. It's actually going to be the Roma E Prix, which is going to be out in Italy, the Circuito Cittadino dell'Aero.
I love how you practice those, but
I try.
But this week, Bernie Ecclestone, just because he can't leave things alone, came out and said that Formula E has a brighter future than Formula One. I mean, what is that guy's problem? You know what the problem, I think, is, now that I think about it? Is because he doesn't have control of Formula One anymore. So now it's not as cool because he's not there. Yeah, I mean, of course, I still love his comment. Why would I advertise to people that can't buy a Rolex? You know, which is why, you know, they say that Formula One will never play in the United States because we can't afford Rolexes.
Hmm.
Well, that's probably true. I can't afford a Rolex. I'm not even sure I can afford a fake one. Anyway, on that note, we need to go to break, and we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Joe O'Neill from my friends at Bullseye Golf. Whether you're a beginner or scratch player, there's only one place to go for your golf needs, Bullseye Golf. They're locally owned and operated and named Golf Digest Top 100 Club Fitter the last 8 years. Bullseye uses TrackMan technology and can help everyone with their club fitting needs, from beginner to scratch player. Bullseye also has the largest selection of clubs, bags, shoes, and golf accessories in the state. Bullseye Golf, celebrating 43 years in the Hoffmantown Shopping Center.
Mean Machine versus The Beast. JW 595.
Friday, May 10th at Atlanta. Press Guest Productions 25th anniversary with $25 tickets at Atlanta.com. Card subject to change.
Fight 95.
Friday, May 10th.
At Atlanta Resort and Casino.
Looking for a tasty catch? Max Steak and the Rough has fish, and they're celebrating their 70th anniversary. Yes, it's Max for fresh fish sandwiches. Their fish dinner, and for a limited time only, their delicious shrimp in the rough. Get them while they last. Max, in Rio Rancho, at Latitudes, and in Albuquerque on Manal.
Let's go head out on the town in a fun-filled Toyota Corolla. Let's go have a blast in the stylishly bold and powerful Toyota Camry. Let's go on an epic family road trip in the spacious Toyota Highlander. Let's go load up our gear and head out on an adventure in the Toyota RAV4. Let's go make the most of the weekend in the rugged Toyota Tacoma. Let's go to our local Toyota dealer for a test drive today. Right now, get $1,000 cash back on a new 2019 Tacoma, the best-selling midsize pickup for the last 12 years. Offers end April 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
Excludes TRD Pro. APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Must be a pledge of the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Based on manufacturer's industry sales data as of December 2018. Offers end April 30th.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota. Or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
Your three-step plan for a beautiful, desert-friendly yard? 1. Service your irrigation system often, checking for leaks, malfunctions, and broken heads. 2. Set your turf irrigation timer according to the month and water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. And 3. Select desert-friendly plants that thrive in our dry climate. Service, settings, selection. Your three-step plan for landscape success in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. More info at 505outside.com. A message from the Water Authority.
Attention golfers! You know the short drive to Cochiti Golf Course gets you to an amazing golf course, but did you know they have the guaranteed lowest price on clubs, apparel, and accessories? Simply play around at Cochiti, mention ESPN, and you'll get discounts on Travis Matthews, Vineyard Vines, TaylorMade, Callaway, Pro V1, and more. Take the short drive north, play one of New Mexico's finest courses, and load up on golf equipment and accessories at amazing prices. Visit CochitiGolf.com.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Cole Custer, driver of the 00 Haas Automation Ford. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 1017 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Of course, that liner, Cole Custer, winner last night at the Xfinity race out at Richmond. And joining us from Richmond Raceway now is John Haverland. How are you doing this morning, John?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well this morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. World traveler, man. You've been all over the place, covering all kinds of different races. What's it like get back out at Richmond Raceway, seeing some short track racing?
Yeah, it's always good to see some short track racing. You know, it's funny. I was looking at the radar pretty much all day long on my phone, and it kept saying that it was going to be raining by race time. And then when the race finally came last night, there was like maybe a few sprinkles here and there, not enough to, you know, put out a caution or delay the race, and we ended up getting the whole race in. So definitely probably got a little bit lucky, but definitely a good thing that we got the whole event in last night.
Well, and I can't use lucky with basically the dominance of Cole Custer in the race at Richmond, but talk a little bit about kind of the young guns and running for that $100,000.
Yeah, definitely. So Cole Custer won the Dash for Cash last night. He won the race, and you know, part of the deal for the Xfinity Series is that you get the bonus. There's four contenders. Custer was one of them, and he ends up winning the race, gets the $100,000. And you know, actually, he had a media session yesterday in the morning, and he, you know, a few reporters gathered around him, and he actually just bought a townhouse, and he said if he won the race tonight, or won the race last night, he would, you know, use some of that money to help set up his new home or whatever. So I guess that's what he's probably going to be doing right about now.
Well, that's fantastic, considering he's never going to be there. He's going to be on the road. So you know his buddies are going to crash and tear it up. So you should probably buy some insurance as well. So right now we got three qualified with Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, Michael Annette. Tyler Reddick, when is Tyler Reddick going to get his first victory of the season?
Yeah, he's definitely right there. He's leading the standings, obviously, and I mean, it's just a matter of time, you would think, right? He won the championship last year, and, you know, last year was kind of like, I don't know if fluke is the right word, but he wasn't the best team, wasn't the best car last year with Junior Motorsports. This year, it looks like him, Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, they look like the guys that are going to be the ones to beat for the title again this year. So, yeah, it's just really a matter of time before Reddick wins a race, I'd say.
Well, Justin Allgaier, if he didn't have bad luck, he'd have no luck at all. So he's had a pretty rough season. But let's talk a little bit about the cup level and the dominance of Kyle Busch, of course, going into a track that's been very strong for him. As far as looking at some of the speeds in practice and things that are going on, does it look like anybody, should you take Kyle Busch or the field to win this race?
I don't know. I'd say it's pretty 50-50. Kyle Busch was pretty fast yesterday. He ultimately qualified fifth, but I mean, Kevin Harvick is on the pole, so he's going to be a guy to definitely keep an eye out on. And you know, I spoke to Denny Hamlin yesterday, and obviously it's been Kyle and Denny winning all the races for Gibbs, and then Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano winning the races for Penske, and there's been no other winners yet, right? So I asked Denny yesterday if we're kind of on the verge of having, you know, like a theoretical big four, you know, similar to what we had last year between Kyle, Truex, and Harvick. But Hamlin said it's still kind of early for that. Teams are still trying to feel out this new the new aero package. So a little too early to predict that. But I mean, yeah, Kyle Busch he's been on a tear. I'd say he's probably at the pinnacle of his career right now. He's just winning everything and anything he races.
Yeah, it's been great. As a matter of fact, the end of the race last week with him and his brother battling it out after the race, Kurt saying that he would have spun him out coming out of four. I actually believe that. I've had brothers, including brothers from another mother, sitting in the studio here that have a feeling that they might give a little bump. If it came down to it. As a matter of fact, they're both nodding their heads. So we'll talk more about that in the other segment. But what do you think of SHR? I mean, was so dominant last season. Of course, you know, they don't have a victory yet. Kevin Harvick, of course, penalized, sent to the back, almost came back from like three or four laps down last week. It's amazing that we're not having a conversation that includes Martin Truex or Kevin Harvick in it right now at the top of the points.
Yeah, so I think Harvick and Truex both know that their teams still have a little bit of work to do. I mean, they're definitely consistent, running top 10 Harvick arguably had one of the fastest cars last weekend at Bristol, but no one really knew about it because he started, from the rear of the field, had to serve the pit road penalty because he failed inspection four times. But ultimately, he finished that race 13th and was only one lap down, which is really, it's somewhat impressive for someone that just wasn't a contender all day long. And then as for Truex, it's just a matter of time. Like that 19 team isn't quite clicking yet. They're not, Truex and Colpern, they're not having that same speed that they did in the Furniture Row years. But, there's someone that's going to be, a contender, I think, as the season goes on. They'll probably win a race at some point. But like Camlin said, it's still pretty early. Teams are still kind of feeling out the packages. And once they get a little more data, then I think we'll start to see more winners as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's still really early. I mean, it's a long season. And we'll see a power shift. Of course, last year, same thing. Talking about the big three, and then end up, Logano winning. Let's shift gears a little bit, and talk a little IndyCar. I know you're, heading out to the 500 this year, ought to be great, but, Sato, pretty, dominant, victory at Barber. And of course, we're at Long Beach this weekend. Did you catch any of the qualifying or anything that's going out at Long Beach? And do you have a feel for, who we might see in victory lane out there?
Yeah, I don't really know yet. I haven't really had a chance to look up the practice speeds or anything. I'm not sure if qualifying has happened yet for IndyCar. I think today they have the IMSA race, so there's going to be some sports car racing later on this afternoon out in Long Beach. But Takuma Sato, definitely a dominant performance. I mean, that was probably, other than the Indy 500 win he had 2 years ago, that was probably his most impressive win. I think he led like 72 or 75 laps out of 90. And the laps that he didn't lead were just basically, I think, kind of just, as the green flag pit cycles were going through and someone else would stay out a lap or two later, and then they would pit, and then Sato would come back into the lead. So he's currently third in the standings, and it should be a good race. Long Beach is one of those, crown jewel events of IndyCar, so definitely a race everyone wants to win, so I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, and actually, we're kind of rooting for Colton Hurt out here with having Al Unser Jr. As his driving coach. And, of course, Jr. won that race 4 years in a row. It was basically the king of the beach. As a matter of fact, I saw a post. That was the 30th anniversary this year of his four in a row. But looking at Joseph Newgarden, he's actually got a pretty good point lead and one victory this season. So I think there's going to be quite a battle there. And Alexander Rossi, always good on street circuits. So I think once again, it's going to be a great show out there. But what are you looking to, try and cover this weekend, in Richmond?
So I spoke to several Xfinity drivers yesterday, and it's really the guys that are, that appear to be ready to move up to Cup Series. I think Christopher Bell, everyone's waiting for him to, make it to the Cup Series, but just the way things are right now with Joe Gibbs Racing, all the seats are filled up. They're not looking to get rid of Kyle Busch or Hamlin or Jones or Truex, right? So where does Bell go? Does he, go to a different Toyota team? Does he maybe race in a second car for Levine Family Racing next year? Does he leave Toyota camp altogether? And then the same thing for Cole Custer, really. I mean, SHRs, all their Cup cars were locked up. So, what does he do? I asked him if he were going to run any Cup races this year. If you remember last year, he ran a handful of events with Rick Ware Racing.
Right.
And the car he was running was prepared by SHR. It was essentially a fifth car. But he says he has no plans to race in the Cup Series. At this time, he's just focused on Xfinity, trying to win the championship. And then, same thing with the point leader, Tyler Reddick. He ran the Daytona 500, obviously, with RCR. But he's another guy that's just pretty much focused on defending his title.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a good season. I mean, I think the racing's been fantastic. Hey, really appreciate you coming on this morning. People want to follow you this weekend. Where's the best way to find you?
Yeah, so I'll be posting my content on nmmotorsportsreport.com. And if you don't want to go there, then you can follow me on Twitter at John Haviland. And, I'll be posting updates throughout the race, throughout the day, and hopefully we have a good event tonight.
Awesome. I think we will. The Saronet Racing at a short track. It's the way it's meant to be. All right. You have a good one. Thank you for coming on this morning, John.
All right, thank you, Dave. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. That's John Haberlin. He's our lead writer for the website. We get him to as many pro races as we can, giving you some up-close coverage. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to throw some dirt in the next segment. And I hope it's on the track and not in the studio, but I wouldn't doubt these guys. You've been listening to the Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Darrell Walker, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
So, I have a Gladys Knight story. 1991, Bally's Las Vegas. I was on the marquee with Gladys Knight. The marquee read thusly: Gladys Knight, Gregory Hines, Catch a Rising Star Comedy Club, Something Finney, Something Mike Toomey, Jim Villanueva. Her letters were about 2 feet high. Mine were about 3 inches.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
The Jim Villanueva Show, weekdays 4 till 7. Sports, talk, and more on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer, served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. They've been busy in the kitchen chefing up some smoking new things for you to try. Now introducing all new Smoker Selects, each featuring in-house smoked meats. We use hickory wood and smoke low and slow overnight to lock in the flavor. Come try new additions like the spicy Thai ribs, the Carolina pulled pork sandwich, or the sweet and smoky ribs. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
What's sweeter than honey?
Sweet honey money, of course.
That's right. And Santa Ana Star Casino Hotel has the sweetest giveaway with the $100,000 sweet honey money giveaway.
That's the bee's knees.
Swarm to the Star every Saturday night, where three winners will pick from the money comb for their chance at $100,000.
That's almost too good to be true.
Believe it. The $100,000 sweet honey money giveaway is all the buzz at Santa Ana Star Casino Hotel, New Mexico's best bet.
McRitch Contractors is Southwest's leading medium-scale commercial contractor. 25 years of building public and private sector projects. We've earned a reputation for the highest ethics, integrity, excellent customer service, and a high-quality product. Call 823-9782 to start building your dream project today.
Scramble in to Route 66 every Saturday in April. Three qualifiers hourly from 5 to 9 will play for the grand prize egg at 9:15. It's the Cash Egg Extravaganza only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Tierra del Sol, an unparalleled New Mexico golf experience. A short 40-minute drive south from Albuquerque, located in Rio Communities. Currently under new ownership and in great condition for the 2019 season. Tierra del Sol is a short and challenging 18-hole golf course with beautiful views, tough fairways, water hazards, and sand traps. Tierra del Sol has a full bar, delicious food, and equipped for any banquet, wedding, or event. Always providing a quality experience, great customer service, and a comfortable laid-back atmosphere. Visit golftierradelsol.com. That's golftierradelsol.com.
Jim Villanueva here. Are you looking for a job? Maybe you're frustrated with the process? Well, here's an idea. Contact Manpower. They've been serving the Albuquerque area since the 70s, and their staffing managers all have at least 10 years' experience. Let their expertise help you. Right now, there are openings in engineering, IT, accounting, production manufacturing, office admin, and more. Don't just get a job. Get on track. Stop by Manpower. No appointment necessary. 4100 Osuna Northeast, or call 998-6200. That's 998-6200 for Manpower.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, there's a liner from Denny Hamlin getting this thing going. Of course, two victories on the season. Short track specialist, so don't count him out at Richmond either. But quick programming note, 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday. Fred Hoberg and Marty Watts coming up, 10 a.m. Team High School Show, Scott Galletti and James Yotis. And we got the Masters Tournament. It's going to get started at noon. We're going to break in with the Lobo Baseball, New Mexico versus Nevada. I wonder, you know, I saw that We've got Coach Alford coming back. Never mind. At 7 p.m., Major League Baseball, Brewers versus Dodgers. And the whole thing was just about the Nevada thing that popped in there. But anyway, Sunday, we got noon Lobo Baseball, New Mexico versus Nevada. And at 3 p.m., we'll go to the Masters Tournament, which golf on the radio is kind of weird. But anyway, it's kind of cool. What's that?
Do they talk quiet? Do we have to turn off the radio?
They do. They do. They talk like that, you know. But it's one thing I learned, like, announcing out at the racetrack. That was Spencer Hill jumping in. Out at the racetrack is, when they're going down the front straight, don't talk. I mean, nobody can really hear you. You can only talk when they're on the back straight. And when they get all spread out, you might as well just stop talking anyway. I mean, the show's on the track, not the guy yapping in the stands. And
I played that role before, too.
Well, you do, like, a little bit of everything. But joining us, Spencer Hill, Michael Finelli, how are you guys doing this morning?
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Michael, you mentioned that you were here a year ago at the season opener. It's like, it's funny because I didn't remember, you know. I mean, clearly I've hit my head since then, probably on a roll bar.
Yeah, I didn't have any big turnovers last year, but I definitely remember I was here before the first race and didn't have the best result. Hopefully we can change that for this season.
There you go. Well, I mean, that's what they say. I mean, Spencer, I know you got a new chassis and the whole bit. Are you ready? You ready to take this guy?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. I think so.
As ready as you can be.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year this year with the brand new 2019 J&J chassis over there with SCH Motorsports, of course, Grammy's Kitchen over there making it happen. And I'm really excited, of course, first race of the season today at Sandia Speedway. Car Crafters presenting that one today for the Clay Oval season opener with non-wing sprints, mini sprints, A-mods, X-mods, street stocks, cruisers, and Hornets. It's going to be a pretty good day for racing, maybe not so good weather-wise, but I'm excited. Gates are going to open at 2. Racing starts at 4 p.m. Of course, general admission, $17. Get your $5 off coupon through them, through their email deal. Kids 10 and under free and free parking over there at Sandia Speedway. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good day. I've been so antsy to get out there. I was going through all my equipment last night, getting my helmet ready, and, yeah, I'm super stoked.
All right, so I pose a question. You guys running 1 and 2. You guys can decide who's leading. You gonna nudge somebody?
You know, Ruben's racing open wheel cars. You gotta be a little more careful about it. But I know you definitely gotta send it sometimes.
Yeah. So Michael, I've heard Spencer's side of the story, but apparently there was a little touching in Arizona. Last season, set the record straight.
I wouldn't say there was a bit much touching. It was more like a roadblock in front of me. Spencer spun out, and I had just set the car in the corner. And anybody that's driven a sprint car knows once you set it in the corner, you're kind of vulnerable for a second. You're not gonna be able to straighten it back out or anything. And I was about 4 or 5 car lengths away, and he slid to a stop in the lane I was in, hit the brakes, and tried to slow down as much as I could, but had nowhere to go, and tore up 2 really good race cars, but we both rallied back for the second night, both made the A at the Western Worlds with the USAC guys, so it was a good time. And I know Spencer mentioned it's going to be a little cold tonight, so come get your Michael Finelli hoodies. We only got a couple left, and we're also selling beanies, so keep your head warm.
Ooh. Awesome. No, I mean, beanies are awesome.
Yeah.
But you guys are like the consummate professionals. I mean, and what's funny is, but I don't know if people realize this, you guys can be great friends off the track. You put the helmets on and you're fierce competitors, but you both get the deal that, I mean, sponsorship and promotion and stuff, is all a part of racing. And I posted something on Facebook the other day, and especially you kind of reacted a little bit, to it about, Monster Energy. I mean, isn't Monster Energy, I mean, a good product to reach, you know, your generation? I mean, they, you know, what are they doing? We're gonna go a different way or whatever. I think Monster Energy has really brought some neat things to NASCAR. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, they have brought a lot of good things, and I think it was a good move for NASCAR the last couple of years to do that. But in the same sense, I don't think that Monster Energy went full send into it per se, because if you look at it like Supercross, you see Monster Energy stuff everywhere. They have pyrotechnics. They have concerts there during the event. You don't really see that with NASCAR. You see products getting given out.
I know where you're going, but I'm going to cut you off. So is that Monster Energy's fault or is that NASCAR's fault?
Well, I don't know the numbers, so it's kind of hard to say.
Oh, come on, Michael. I mean, you know that this is the conservative fan base in NASCAR. I mean, you know, they're talking about, you know, I mean, we're even talking about trophy girls, right? I mean, now granted, you know, I mean, Kelly just gave me a look, so she shook her head. So anyway, FCC is going to, like, get us on this one. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, they would do the pyrotechnics. They did bring out, you know, drift cars. They did bring out, you know, motocross. I mean, they did do some stuff. The problem was that they didn't put it on TV. Right? You know, so you didn't see it. Whereas, you know, I mean, it's a festival when you show up at a motocross race. So there you go.
You know, who's getting a better bang for their buck right now is NOS Energy Drink with the World of Outlaws.
Yeah.
And they're sponsoring USAC cars. And
right.
They're doing a lot of, getting more bang for their buck, sponsoring a lot more cars.
So your times. Loyalty is to NOS over.
Yeah, NOS, if you're listening, hit us up. My family motorsports. Got some free space on the car.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, talk about, I mean, how much that you guys, even at the local level, you know, deal with sponsors and sponsors coming out. I mean, I'm sure you're inviting them and you want to get them to come out, but, I mean, they get really engaged in with, you know, the wins, losses, and keeping the car on the track.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you go.
Yeah,
for that one.
Sponsors definitely take a pride in when they see their logo in victory lane on the podium. You know, they definitely don't want to see it broken down in the infield or on the tow truck going back to the pits. But you know, we've always had really good sponsors. You know, this year we got Middletown Brewing. It's actually a funny story. My dad met him on a plane.
And he's like, oh, cool.
He was like, oh yeah. He's like, I'd love to sponsor you guys. So we're happy to have him on board. We got Berkshire Hathaway, Tiffany Finelli. My mom, so
there you go.
Yeah, the house hit her up.
No harm, no foul. I mean, there's two sides to every transaction, so I'm all good with that.
Yeah.
Sponsors are a huge deal, though, Dave. I'm glad you touched on that, and we were happy to bring on a brand new sponsor earlier this week too with our press release we sent out. Of course, Dental Temp Staffing Solutions coming on the car for this season. So happy to have them on, and yeah, it's without sponsors, we can't do it. Not at this level. I know that Michael knows this, you know this, a lot of our listeners know this, that racing in general is expensive, but as you move up through the ranks, especially with non-wing sprint cars, and then moving on further than that with 410 non-wing, you know, World of Outlaws, and then you get into NASCAR and the stock car ranks, it just gets more and more expensive, and finding a way to get the return on investment with sponsors is the trick to working that in and making your career flourish. So without them, we couldn't be where we are today.
So what does it mean to you guys to watch people like Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson have success, and a lot of it's attributed to what they've learned on the dirt track? What do you think, Michael?
I think it's very humbling to see that dirt track racers can still make it up to the NASCAR level. You know, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, like you said, and Cole Custer, if you didn't know, I used to race Focus Midgets with Cole Custer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he raced USAC. Raced quarter midgets with him actually for a long time, and then we raced some midgets, and then he ended up going into the stock car stuff. But you know, there's a lot of drivers out there I think that people know that actually came from USAC, racing midgets, racing on dirt, racing late models, Tyler Reddick. So it's very humbling to see those guys still can go out there and mix it up with the best in NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, we interviewed you one time. I mean, out in Indy, wasn't it, at quarter midget nationals?
Yeah, at the what do they call it, the brickyard race.
Yeah,
in the infield at IMS.
Yeah, I mean, that was 5-6 years ago, something like that.
Oh, it was longer than that.
2010.
Yeah, I think I think I was about 11 or 12.
Okay.
So it was like 9 years ago.
Wow, yeah, that had to have been 2010. Yeah, what's that?
You're getting old.
I'm getting younger. You guys are getting older. See, that's how it works. But people going to come out tonight. I mean, how can they follow you guys at the track? Are you guys on social media?
Yeah, you got my Facebook page, Mike Flynn Motorsports, or my Twitter is m_fastnelly. Same things for my Instagram. You know, come out to the track, stop by the trailer, get yourself a shirt, get yourself a hoodie, get yourself a beanie. Come say what's up, take some pictures,
what's
enjoy
up?
The races.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to bring out my T-shirts, too, tonight, so that fans have at least
battle
another
Battle of T-shirts. Well, hey, yeah. You know, just I'm going to let you get your thing in just a second. Michael, I have one of his shirts. I don't have one of your shirts.
Well, I don't have one of the ESPN polos, so...
Well, okay.
Well, hold up. I didn't get one of these either.
Hold on. Neither does RJ. Anyway, what you were saying, Spencer?
No, but if you want to keep up with what's going on tonight at the track, of course, you could always go online, www.spencerhill-racing.com. Facebook, Spencer Hill Racing. Twitter and Instagram are the same, @Spencer_Hill4. And then if you want to keep up with other racing that's going on tonight, you can always go on to 26 Promotions.
Awesome. All right. Well, good luck tonight, guys. You know, keep the wheels down. Is that how it goes?
Unless they're wheelies, because those are cool. Those get the girls.
All right. Anyway, well, we can't talk about that on the radio anymore. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
It's window and door replacement made easy with Dream Style Remodeling, featuring Pella windows and doors. We offer exceptional quality Pella windows and doors with different price options and features. Dream Style Remodeling has installed hundreds of thousands of windows across the western U.S. and backs our work with a lifetime warranty. Easy financing available too at Dream Style Remodeling, now featuring Pella windows and doors. Visit DreamStyleWindows.com to schedule your free consultation. DreamStyleWindows.com.
If you've seen one ant or cockroach crawling on the floor, well, you haven't seen them all. Ants, termites, cockroaches, and centipedes are all unwanted guests in your home or business. But the pros at Preventive Pest Control can help make them all go away. And Preventive Pest Control can make weeds go away, too. These guys are good. You need to use Preventive Pest Control for your home, and if you own a business, use Preventive for your business, too. Call Preventive Pest Control, 792-8380. Preventive Pest Control, it's as simple as that, 792-8380.
Jamie Lynn here with I-9 Sports. Our spring season has been our biggest yet. For years, I-9 Sports has been bringing fun and convenient sports leagues to Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. And now, for the first time ever, we are offering multi-sport summer camps, the perfect platform for your child to experience different sports. 6 camps, 3 locations, and top-notch instruction. Only 60 spots open per camp, so register your camper now at i9sports.com. That's i9sports.com. And don't forget about our summer leagues. Registration is now open. Home of the multi-sport athlete, I-9, fostering the love of the game.
Did you know you can't properly absorb most vitamins and supplemental nutrients on the market? They go to waste, along with your money. Not with PuraThrive. They utilize a patented nutrient delivery system, so you can take full advantage of the nutrients you're giving your body. PuraThrive's technology protects each nutrient individually from the harsh environment of the digestive system, providing optimal absorption. Check out Liquid B, C, and D vitamins, probiotics, turmeric, and more. Visit 1017theteam.com. Click on the PuraThrive logo and use code THETEAM for 20% off your purchase.
Leonard, you're chirping like a canary. Why so happy?
Darling, we just got our tax refund, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to invest the government's money.
This is a no-brainer. You got the money, honey, and Calibers has what you want. Plus, it's rebate season at Calibers. Get $30 from Taurus and FN, $50 from Crimson Trace, a Vortex Spark from Daniel Defense, and so much more.
Really? We can spend a refund at Calibers?
No, Leonard. We're going to invest our refund at Calibers.
Prairie Blossom, you are truly the love of my life.
Calibers. Shop, learn, play.
Every sports bar has TVs. Not everyone has great food. Gecko's Bar and Tapas has been voted best bar food and best appetizers by Alibi. Watch NFL Ticket every Sunday and college football on 11 HD TVs. All Lobo games, including ESPN3 games, are available as well. Happy hour 4 to 7 every day at Gecko's Bar and Tapas. Enjoy 50 cent wings on Mondays and 5.50 hamburgers on Wednesday, along with a wide selection of local craft beers. Two locations, Knob Hill on Central and Academy east of San Mateo.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And there are a lot of, you know, sounds, you know, in life that, you know, your favorite songs and different stuff. But we're going to play a little audio that we have for you here. All right, if that doesn't get you fired up, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Joining the show right now, Billy Morris and Scott Welch. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, guys.
Did that get you fired up, Billy? You ready to go?
Oh, man, we are ready to go, boss. We came out of the hole pretty good last night, and we got two qualifiers lined up for this morning and on to elimination. So we are... We're ready to go. We got this hot rod prepped, and we're going to fix to lay down some passes this afternoon.
Number one qualifier, 6.13 at 183. What more you got in the car today?
Well, that was basically, we had a little bit of a tricky track last night. The cold kind of came in a little quicker than expected, and so the track was real tricky to get down. I kind of started getting a little loose at the top end and had to pedal it. But I think we got a lot more in this car. I'd be real happy with about a mid 570 today.
Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, Scott, jump in here and tell us a little bit about the event that you're at this weekend.
Well, it's a UNFC. It's their opening event in Tucson, Arizona. And it's beautiful out here, Dave. I came out here last year, as you know, with Lyle. And my buddy Eddie Knox from Fast Eddie Knox, the Top Fuel Guru champion in drag boats. And now Eddie's on the pavement, and I'm telling everybody, look out, man. And he's got him a driver. I found out what it was like for somebody to have to drive a funny car last night. Billy did an amazing job in this thing, man. It was incredible.
Hey, Billy, talk a little bit about your passion to be in Nitro Funny Car. And, of course, we played the Crackle there. And talk a little bit about the difference between what you see with the Nitro Funny Car versus what you see with NHRA in their Funny Car division.
Well, we raced the Nostalgia Series, the UNFC and also the NHRA Heritage Series. We are limited on a few things, like the size fuel pump, the amount of blower, things like that. So they regulate the class to try to make it as competitive as possible. What has drove us to this class is the competition. I mean, you get on some of these big races, 30 funny cars going for a 16-car field. So the class is strong. We've got a lot of interest over here, and that drew us over to this class. Very entertaining. And it's just so cool seeing these old hot rods go up in the lane.
And I got to ask you, I mean, who was your hero growing up?
Well, I had a couple different heroes. Obviously, my dad is the one who's making this all possible for us. He kind of leads the charge as far as the team, and he was kind of followed in his footsteps into this racing deal. But I'd say in the racing community, I think Don Garlitz would be my guy.
Oh, that's a very good choice. I do got to ask you, snake or mongoose?
Oh, definitely the snake for me. definitely the snake, man. Southern California guy, and he is just the epitome of an old school drag racer, man.
That's fantastic. So, Scott, tell us when you look through the lens in shooting Nitro Funny Car, what are you looking for to get that best shot?
Well, as you know, these guys are wild, and it's staying on them. And what I'm looking for is flames, speed, and I'm doing the big end shots, Dave. I like to shoot them as they're dropping the laundry, if you will. So I go probably 50 yards, 100 yards past the finish line, and then I've got the 300-millimeter lens I can zoom in on, and then I pan and telephoto back as they go by. It's not easy, man. It takes a steady hand, and I'm standing right on the wall. So
yeah.
Billy probably sees me smiling as he goes by.
I don't know. I think Billy's going a little too fast to see you smile. But I'm thinking it's just as fast for you at 5.5-6 seconds. Billy, talk a little bit about how long you've been doing this and how much is just really muscle memory and reaction.
Well, this is our second year in the funny car. I've been helping Eddie with his nitro boat for quite a while here. Also racing our top alcohol and top fuel sand dragster. Couple years back, a gentleman approached us wanting to actually trade the funny car for Eddie's boat, and we jumped right in it and went full steam ahead. Last year was our first year. We ended up doing pretty well, ended up fifth in points, and was lucky enough to get the rookie of the year. And we're really, really trying to hit it hard this year and run for a championship.
You said that there's like a field of 30 plus funny cars. What do you bracket down to? Do you bracket down to 10 that make the big show, or 12 that make the big show?
Usually they take the top 16. Okay. So most of the big races, they take the top 16. On a couple of these UNFC races, they only take the top 8. So you really have to come right out of the box and qualify and throw everything you got at it to make these fields, because there's a lot of good cars that don't get to race on Sunday, and we don't want to be one of them.
Oh, that's well said, well said. Hey, Scott, how would people follow you? Because I know you shoot a lot of really cool stuff and able to help us bring guests like Billy to the show. How would people keep up with you so they make sure they don't miss any good times?
Well, you know, I've got my website, scottwelpsphoto.com, but really friending me on Facebook now. Facebook has become my connection to everybody now. And so that's kind of, you find me in Albuquerque and do a friend request, and, you know, I'll bring you in, and you can see a lot of my work, as you know, that I put on there. And I tell you, man, this UNFC show is unbelievable. The reigning champ here is Bobby Cottrell in Bucky Austin's car. And, man, these guys run 265 miles an hour, and they run the full quarter mile, Dave. Now, that's the difference in NHRA.
Right.
These guys run a full quarter mile, and that makes a difference. From a spectator point, this is right there with drag boats, man, watching these funny cars. It's a gas. It is for the spectator for sure.
That's fantastic. Hey, Billy, do you got social media? Can people follow you on Facebook?
Of course, yeah. On our Facebook, my personal Facebook is Billy Morris there, and we also have a Problem Child team Facebook account, as well as EddieKnoxRacing.com, where you can get any of the Problem Child apparel, videos, and a bunch of exposure of how we're doing at the racetrack.
Awesome. Hey, thank you guys so much for coming on this morning, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Doug. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Okay, well, just want to give you a quick programming note. That was fantastic to be able to catch up with them. 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts on deck. You've got the team high school show, Scott Galletti, James Yotis at 10 a.m. At noon to 1:30, we're going to join the Masters Tournament. 2 o'clock, Lobo Baseball. 7 p.m., we're going to have Brewers versus Dodgers on Sunday. At noon, tune in for Lobo Baseball, New Mexico versus Nevada, and at 3 o'clock, we'll join the Masters Tournament. I want to thank you, RJ, for coming in this morning, all the hard work you do. Kelly, for everything you do, we really appreciate it. I guess I'm going to owe you one on the pit chick, so sorry about that. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you're into it, we are into it.
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.